Good morning, Mike Kiesel here with your Wide World of Sports update on this Monday morning. Welcome to a brand new week. We have plenty of sport to kick us off. Let's start with the cricket, where the Australian men's team has defeated New Zealand by 27 runs in a rain-affected T20 in Auckland. The Aussies completing a 3-0 whitewash of the Black Caps. Matt Short was named man of the match after chipping in with 27 runs and a wicket. He's told Fox Sports he was able to play his natural game.
I think I feel most comfortable when I'm, you know, playing shots. It was a bit of a strange game with the rain, you know, off and on. So we knew, you know, the aggressive way is the way we want to play, especially T20, and sort of make the most of the shorter boundaries here. So, it was a good day.
Back home, WA has claimed a third straight domestic one-day cup with a 5-wicket win over New South Wales in Sydney. Captain Sam Whiteman has told Fox Sports it's a great reward after a tough season.
I think we've used over 20 players this year. There's so many guys back home that deserve to be here. You know, it really does take a whole squad to win a trophy. And, it doesn't happen every day, so let's enjoy this one.
In rugby league, Penrith has been left to rue missed opportunities after losing the World Club Challenge again, this time to Wigan 16-12. The Panthers dominated field position and were on the wrong side of a few contentious decisions, but coach Ivan Cleary was taking nothing away from their opponents.
Couldn't put them away, and they had three looks down our end and scored three tries. And at the end of the day, you know, we should feel like we can do better than that, but like I said, they were clinical when they needed to be, and that's what got them the win.
The Brisbane Broncos have been crowned the NRL's pre-season challenge champions after the Raiders went down to the Cowboys 36-26 in Queanbeyan. The Broncos played a reserve-grade side in a 40-14 win over Manly at Brookvale Oval on Saturday, both sides with their starters over in the US. Wrapping up the action from the pre-season program, the Eels defeated the Titans 26-16. Will Brown has wasted no time with his new supercars team, taking out race two of the season-opening Bathurst 500 at Mount Panorama. Brown was a massive off-season recruit, jumping from championship team Erebus to Red Bull to replace three-time champ Shane Van Gisbergen. The 25-year-old held off Chaz Mostert to register his sixth career victory.
Three great drivers, two great teams, and today for race number two, Will Brown gets the job done for his first win of the season.
Brown was absolutely ecstatic with his victory.
Yeah, it means a lot, first round with the new team. To get a win, to get a pole position this weekend, absolutely stoked. So thanks to everyone at Red Bull and Pole Racing. I'm absolutely knackered.
Australian tennis player Jordan Thompson has had the week of his career at the Los Cabos Open. He's won his first ATP singles title at the age of 29, defeating world number 12 Casper Ruud in the final. Thompson also took out the men's doubles title alongside compatriot Max Purcell.
I spent so many hours on the court this week, and in the quarterfinal, I could have got double bageled. I could have been losing 6-love, 6-love, and about to lift the trophy. So I think it's still a miracle.
In Super Rugby, Tom Lynagh is being praised for his performance in the number 10 jersey for the Queensland Reds. With James O'Connor out for up to a month, the young star stepped up to help Queensland down the Waratahs 40-22. Captain Tate McDermott was especially impressed.
But I thought the game management, particularly from Tom Lynagh, was really impressive in the start. His kicking game, the distance on his kicking game, given the conditions, was massive. So you can be pretty proud of how he steered the team around.
The Matildas have flown out of Uzbekistan for Melbourne after their 3-0 win in the first leg of Olympic qualifying. There will be 50,000 fans on hand for the return leg. Young star Caitlin Torpy says she can't wait to soak up the atmosphere at Marvel Stadium.
I personally haven't played in front of such a big crowd, so it'll be a very cool experience for me. But I think this is why I was very happy to get on today, to kind of ease into the whole experience. And the next big challenge will be playing in front of the big crowd, but it'll be great to have that support in Melbourne behind us.
Wrapping up scores from around the leagues, the Mariners have beaten 10-man victory 1-0 in the A-League men on Sunday. The Jets drew with MacArthur 2-all. Over in England, Liverpool has defeated Chelsea 1-0 to lift the League Cup. Virgil van Dijk scoring deep in extra time just before the game was heading to a penalty shootout. And in the English Premier League, Wolves have beaten Sheffield United 1-0. Australia has taken out the Sail Grand Prix on home turf, taking out the event on Sydney Harbour. Australia leads the series with four race weekends to play out before July's grand final in San Francisco. And a quick shout out to our women's rugby seven side, still undefeated this season, and they'll be playing South Africa this morning in the semi-finals of the Vancouver Sevens. You can catch up on all the results from that one in our afternoon podcast. You have been with Mike Pearsall this morning. I hope you have a cracker day. I'll be back tomorrow morning.